Did you hear the question? Surrender. It's another great word in the set of words. It's not different from acceptance, as I was speaking about earlier. Is there something greater than me? Me being the little mind. Is there something greater than my desires, my thoughts, my opinions? Is there something greater than my life? And is there something greater than my importance? Is there something I might not quite understand, but sense is present, which is greater than me, that we might choose to call God, or we might choose to call nature, or we might choose to call consciousness or anything else? Yes. Surrender, what does it mean? It means giving up our own arrogance and our own self-importance into a power greater than that. Much of these teachings originated in a time when one of the ways of addressing what we're discussing was through ritual. So they'd have fire ceremonies and do ritualistic worship around the fire and make offerings as sacrifices. Now, the word sacrifice we have probably misunderstood in modern times. But sacrifice means giving away something to a power greater than us, which is what the rituals were often for. And the things that were given up were things in us that we wished to transcend, or we wished to avoid, or we wished to have removed from us. So sacrifice was the way they understood that. Surrender in modern times is equally the same thing. So I recognize that although I have a lot of command, apparently, over my time and my days and so forth, there is a power greater than me to which I choose to surrender and believe in and allow to influence me. That's what it means. Rather than a driven mind which is trying to fit things to its will. All right?